Most of you are political junkies. Most of the country isn't. And if we just look at this panel now, forgive me whilst I go round. We have an hereditary journalist, comedian.
That's how it works, hereditary.
Indeed, we have an hereditary broadcaster,
no, you
presenter.
Don't.
Yes, you do.
Certainly don't.
No,
anyway, leave me out of it.
Come on. You're very much part of this. You two are the daughter of a line of Harley Street physicians. You're a cousin of Antonia Fraser. You know, you're Vera Brittain's daughter. Now, in other words, there are only two of us here who came up from Nat, Justine and me, and we're both on the right. There is this awful sense of politics as a cozy club. Now, you can get away with it when you've got an aristocracy, okay, in the past. If you're also pretending to be a democracy, then this sort of cozy, inbred, liberal, pat on the back, it's all right. The Ken Clark remark, the contempt for the mere orders, you know, saying things that rather a lot of people believe.
The answers, and that is a task for us to respond to that challenge. But thank you very much, David. Don't you patronise me and tell me I've had anything handed to me on a plate. I tell you, if you are trying to be a woman in politics, there was only 3% women in the House of Commons. When I came into the House of Commons, it was a men-only club, and I had to fight to actually get myself in and to get other women in too, so women could be spoken up for. So thank you very much, but don't condescend to me on that.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I just make one response? I wasn't condescending, I was describing. You did indeed fight for women, but you fought most effectively for middle-class women like yourself. Because exactly the way female liberation has worked, and I wholeheartedly support it, is disproportionately in favour of rich, well-connected women like yourself.
I fought for maternity pay and leave women whose husbands actually couldn't afford for them to be staying at home off work.
Girls in the city do best out of that, like my sister.
I fought for childcare for women.
She does best out of it. Rich women in the city.
Right. That is so wrong. What about equal pay for women who are actually doing ordinary manual jobs and didn't get the same pay as men? That is an absolute rubbish. And that's why I'm in the Labour Party
and
not in the Tory Party.
We'll go back to UKIP.
Maybe go back to the first.
Thank you. We'll go back to UKIP. And I want.
Well, I'm still stunned by David Starkey's opening comment. It's true, I became a writer because my father was one and I wanted to impress
him.
And
your brother is.
It seemed noble and fun. I didn't realise it would make people vote UKIP. It's a level of responsibility I'm going to have to think about. And it's true, I mean, few people, you must be sympathetic with Harriet Harman because few people have done as much for working class women as you have yourself, David. But...
Sorry, I really won't be patronised. My mother scrubbed floors for a living.
The problem with calling people clowns and fruitcakes, this panel accepted, I was very angry to hear the people from UKIP described as clowns and fruitcakes, just because I think it is the lowest form of political discourse. To call your opponents mad is lazy and annoying, and it's a refusal to engage. It's just like saying, don't vote for UKIP, they're ugly. It's childish and it's annoying. I also don't like the denigrating of the protest vote. A lot of people were saying, oh, but it's just a protest vote. Like, that's nothing. We live in a democracy. It's great that we can have a protest vote. The ballot box is where people should make their opinions felt. Violent